The sour and downbeat tone has extended into Wednesday trade, with stocks under pressure and the U.S. dollar continuing to want to drive higher. The yen has been an absolute mess today, with the currency in a free fall as it continues to trade at its lowest level since 1998 against the U.S. dollar. As far as dollar-yen goes, there is no real resistance in this market until the 147 to 148 area. The New Zealand dollar is another currency getting hit to fresh yearly lows on this Wednesday, and other currencies aren't too far behind. Both the euro and pound are just off critical lows. We did hear some more verbal intervention and jawboning out of Japan with respect to the yen, but this never really does anything. What's even scarier right now is the fact that many central banks are aggressively raising rates to combat inflation, and yet this is doing nothing to support these currencies. We just saw the RBA hike rates the other day. The market has been pricing more aggressive rate hikes from the BOE and ECB, and the Bank of Canada is widely expected to go 75 basis points today, and yet no demand for these currencies. Of course, all of this is because the market is expecting the Fed to lead the way on rate hikes, with the risk-off flow also adding to the lure into the safety of the U.S. dollar. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar include German industrial production, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone employment, Canada trade, U.S. trade, the Bank of Canada policy decision, and the Fed Beige Book. That's all.